from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Are you ready for Armed American Radio? I'm ready for Armed American Radio. And hopefully you are too, because we have got a great lineup today. It is going to be super. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to find out things you didn't know before, which is a lot of fun. We're going to talk to some great people. And before I even get started, I've got a really special guest that's going to join me for the full broadcast today. And I want to bring him in right away. And that is the chairman of the Buckeye Firearms Association up in Ohio, Mr. Jim Irvine. So I'm going to get right to him. Jim, welcome to Armed American Radio. We'll go through the first segment together and banter back and forth. Welcome to the program.
Mark, I am absolutely delighted to be on the Armed American Radio Network. You guys are striking new stations like lightning. You're moving the world in ways a Category 5 hurricane could only dream of, a tsunami of information. You are the trifecta of gun safety knowledge and fun.
Oh, man, did you hear that? That was beautiful. Can you repeat that? Probably not, right? And I know you well enough to know that you didn't write that down. So I really appreciate that. Jim, we have an awful lot to go over tonight. Let me get some of the technical stuff out of the way, okay?
Go for it.
All right. If you're interested in participating on the program, 877-956-9566 gets you into the studio. 877-956-9566. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org will bring you up on my, what is that, an LG computer screen over there or the HP monitor, one of the two. Twitter.com/AAR Mark will get you to my producer in Dallas, and Sean is monitoring those for us. Any of those three will bring you into the Armed American Radio Studios, and we'll put you live on the air. Hey, Jim, we got a lineup that is outstanding tonight. Let's go through the rundown real quick, shall we?
Smoking hot.
It really is. Folks, you might be aware of the Colorado State University Board of Governors, who decides that they can usurp the U.S. Constitution, usurp and preempt state law by banning guns, concealed weapons, on Colorado State University campuses in Pueblo and Fort Collins. You may have seen that news story breaking over the past couple of weeks. They've been talking about it for a while. Well, it broke, and it broke big. And the Gazette in Colorado Springs just put out on the 23rd, of February, and I'll just give you the title, Jim. It says, Sheriff says he'll undermine gun ban. Vote in the poll. They allowed people to vote in the poll, and I didn't see the results. But that sheriff, James Alderton, will be here in just a couple of minutes, Jim, to talk to us about that very topic. That's going to be hot.
I love talking to sheriffs. So many people don't realize, in almost every state, the sheriff is the supreme law enforcement officer of the
Bingo.
County. Bingo! Nothing happens without him. The federal government wants to come in and run some sort of investigation. They got to work through that sheriff. He's the supreme guy, not the feds. That's the way our country is set up, and it's awesome that you've got a sheriff who knows his job, takes his oath of office seriously, and is not worried about political correctness. He's worried about his oath of office that he took, and he's going to uphold that, so help him God.
Isn't that a breath of fresh air? And, you know, we had Sheriff Mack on last week, and what an outstanding conversation that was. And I know you're going to be working with him soon, too.
Yeah, Sheriff Mack is going to be swinging through. For anybody close to Ohio, he's going to be swinging through Ohio, the No Sheriff Left Behind tour. He's going to hit 5 cities in 5 days, starting either Monday or Tuesday, in the next couple days. Information's on our website, BuckeyeFirearms.org. You can scroll down. You'll see his picture there. And anybody near Ohio, come on over and hear him. Sheriff Mack is an American hero. He took the Clinton White House to court over the Brady ban, all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and he won.
He sued me, and he won. Can you believe that? I told him last week when I called in to Armed American Radio. Boy, you know, I bet everybody's wishing I was back in office about right now, but he did. He beat me. He won.
Yeah, he did. And that stopped what would have been a whole series of Brady bills getting, I mean, the Brady bill and assault weapons ban that everybody's still upset about, and rightfully so, that was the tip of the iceberg on what they were going to do. And he stopped it.
Stopped it dead in its tracks.
Yeah.
The second half of this hour, someone near and dear to your heart, Ken Hansen, attorney, who works very closely with you, will be here to talk about a number of things. And I should let you know that, you know, the recent Supreme Court case, of course, was heard on Tuesday this week, the McDonald versus Chicago, otherwise known as the Chicago gun ban case, which is what it truly is, Jim.
Yes.
I don't think we can beat that down enough. Now, you know, Ken is going to talk with us about that on this broadcast tonight. In addition to that, in hour number two, Dane von Breichenruckart, who is brilliant. Dane is otherwise known as the original architect of the Heller case, and I know you know Dane, so that'll be a really good conversation, and he's looking forward to coming on. We're going to have him on for the hour. Now,
two attorneys. Everybody says, hey, you know, I hate attorneys. They haven't met Dwayne. They haven't met Ken, because these guys are guys who have devoted unbelievable amounts of personal time, money, resource, sacrifice, and to protecting the rights of all of the citizens of this country. They really, like Sheriff Max, so many other people, they're heroes. They change the world that we all live in.
You know, in addition to that, when you talk about somebody, and he has been a guest here on Armed American Radio many times, and he will be in the future, when you talk about the groundwork that they laid in the Heller decision that set us up for McDonald, he's brilliant. And to get hit into his mind as to how this works is going to be a fantastic and a very, very compelling conversation. And I should point this out, this is a good time to mention this, that next week, Jim, Alan Gura, the lead attorney in the McDonald case, who argued it in front of the nine justices, will be here on Armed American Radio next week to talk to us about what happened in that courtroom from the man who was there and argued the case. And it will be a fascinating conversation with Mr. Gura.
It's funny, because as Heller went through years ago, all of these people were saying, oh, look, we've got a guy who's never argued a case in front of the Supreme Court. Look at his picture. He's too young. He doesn't have the experience. Look at the guy they've got on the other side. He's been there 20, 30 times, whatever it was. It was just unbelievable. And all, you know, we need somebody better. We need this. We need that. And I always said, have you met Alan Gura? And they go, well, no. I said, if you met him and spent some time talking to him, you wouldn't have a fear in the world on this.
Well,
this
no.
This guy is sharp as a tack. He's a delightful individual to spend time with. He is outstanding, and this guy cares so much. And that's, you've got to have that in somebody who's going to bat for you. You've got to have somebody who cares and will really make this issue his own. And Alan Gura has done that in spades. He has just done awesome for our movement.
He's made history, and he is right now poised to do it again. And we'll talk about it later in the hour, because I have given out what I think the score ought to be. I think any freedom-loving American believes, as I do, it ought to be a 9-0 decision. And I have a feeling that Sotomayor is going to surprise a few folks. So stick around with us, and you'll hear us banter that back and forth. And then, of course, in the roundtable, we'll be talking about that and a number of issues. Jim, we've got about 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes before we close out this segment. Let's get Sheriff James Alderton in, if we could, right now, and welcome him to the broadcast and start talking about the Colorado ban. Sheriff Alderton, thank you so much, and welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. It's a pleasure to have you on the broadcast.
Well, I'm delighted to be here, Mark, and nice to talk to you too, Jim.
It's my pleasure.
Sheriff, I could start with you in a whole bunch of different directions, because I have more quotes than I know what to do here, But let's start with this. Colorado State University, I think that's key, isn't it, the fact that this is a state university?
It is, and you'll see CU, which is also a state university, has had a ban in effect for a number of years. I was so proud of our university under the old president and under the old chief that really supported the Second Amendment and students' rights. So this just kind of came out of the blue and really surprised a lot of people.
Well, they did this. They did it kind of like our President Obama. We like to do things behind closed doors. You know, that's their idea of transparency. All of a sudden, this thing popped up. And when it did, you were right out there on the forefront. Can you give us a little bit of history as to what's going on here?
Yeah, as I said earlier, the university never has had a policy like this, and we haven't had any problems. I've been issuing concealed weapon permits in my jurisdiction now for almost 11 years, and I'm not aware of a single incident on campus involving a student, involving faculty, involving staff, and a concealed weapon permit holder. You know, there just hasn't been an issue. I got wind of this several months before they actually start discussing it. The chief of police informed us that it was coming. I argued vigorously against it and told her I couldn't support it, and certainly weighed in on my thoughts as far as the legality of it and whether the university would be assuming some liability for the students' safety if they denied them the right to protect themselves. But, you know, the universities being universities, the academics pretty much do what they want, and they had some discussions. To their credit, the students voted against it. They didn't want to enact anything like this.
Sheriff, we're going to talk about that in detail when we come back. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, with Jim Irvine and Sheriff Jim Alderton. Hang on, we'll be right back after these messages.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then.com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Jim Irvine joins me, the chairman of the Buckeye Firearms Association up in Cleveland. And Jim and I worked together co-hosting up there on WHK 1420 in Cleveland for a while. So, you know, this isn't our first rodeo together, Jim.
No, and it's funny. I get so many comments still from people saying, hey, we really missed the show, and I would love for WHK to pick up your station like 100 other, it seems like, are doing it. Because there's people up here who love this show. There's a bunch of people, friends I have listening online tonight on WGKA, and this is a great show, and people love this format and this information you're presenting here.
Next week, Delray Beach, Florida. From about Hobie Sound all the way down to Lauderdale and heading out west towards the Big Lake joins us. Kingman, Arizona joins us next week. Bullhead City, Arizona joins us next week. And Statesboro, Georgia joins us next week. And we got more on the way, just adding them like crazy, like your opening said. Sheriff James Alderden from Larimer County, Colorado joins us where we are being listened to right now on a number of stations in that beautiful, beautiful state. If you've never been, my gosh, go. Sheriff, I want to quote you here from the Gazette.com. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
I have told the CSU police chief I will not support this in any way. If anyone with one of my permits gets arrested for concealed carry at CSU, I will refuse to book that person into my jail. Furthermore, I will show up at court and testify on that person's behalf, and I will do whatever I can to discourage a conviction. I will not be a party to this very poor decision. Before I go any farther and ask you a question, I'd like to say that every week on Armed American Radio, I give out the Bonehead of the Week Award, and I also give out the Freedom Champion of the Week Award, and you win it this week for that comment. Thank you very much for standing up for what's right.
Well, I hope that was the good one and not the bonehead one.
That's the good one, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, the response from around the country has been overwhelming. I think I've got over 450 emails from around the United States thanking me for standing up for the Constitution and for the rights of the individuals.
What kind of repercussion has there been? There's got to be some anti-gunners out there that are just going crazy. I mean, the Brady campaign and these folks, they just don't know what to do about themselves. They get whacked upside the head by copies of the U.S. Constitution at every twist and turn, it seems. And you know, are they coming at you on this? What are you hearing? Anything negative?
You know, surprisingly, for all the negative stuff that I've gotten in the past, they've been very silent this time. I said out of 450 emails, I've gotten one negative email, and I think I've gotten two negative phone calls. So,
isn't that great?
I don't know if they're keeping their head down or what, but they're not coming at me this time.
Well, that's great news. Hey, Jim, listen to this. Okay, now I'm going to take this off of Students for Concealed Carry on campus, who David Burnett, one of the directors, the Midwest director, has been on this program before. But Sheriff, he is a great guy, and you know, I know they listen to the program. So you know, there are 24 states that expressly prohibit concealed carry on college campuses by persons with a valid CCW permit, and those states are Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, and Wyoming. Now, 24 states, Sheriff. There are 50 states in the nation.
Right. But you know, here's the thing that's unique about Colorado. Colorado statute specifically authorized carrying a concealed weapon on campus with a permit.
Okay, then that begs this question. Jim, do you want to ask him about it? I know what you're thinking.
Well, go ahead. I got there's so many questions on this.
Yeah, there is. Where I'm going with this is let's talk about state preemption laws. The Board of Governors, do they have the right to preempt Colorado state law?
Well, they seem to think that they do. The Attorney General, Attorney General Ken Salazar, when he was the Attorney General, offered an opinion that the CU Board of Regents, which is established under a different statute than CSU is,
that they had the authority to preempt the state law. And the Rocky Mountain gun owners have challenged that in court, and unfortunately we lost, meaning the gun owners lost that in the first round. I understand it's currently being appealed. But in both of the enabling statutes for the university, there's a clause that says that the university boards have the authority to enact policies and rules for the welfare and safety of the students, the faculty, and the staff. And what the decisions are coming down on is that that phrase actually supersedes and preempts the state statute that says that you can carry on campus. So it's in direct violation of the will of the legislature when we passed the shall issue law in Colorado back in 2003.
Would these people make the same argument if they said, hey, you know what, we just don't respect the First Amendment. Students don't have a right to speak their mind or criticize what the teachers are doing or the university. They have to keep their mouth shut. This is a one-way street. We tell you what to learn.
Well, yeah, you can make that argument on a thousand of different bases. Are you going to say that, you know, certain people of certain ethnicity or racial makeup or religion are a greater threat than other people, so we're going to exclude them from campus? Or, you know, people who drive red cars are more prone to be violent than people who drive other color cars. So if you drive a red car, you can't come on campus. You know, you can hide anything behind that safety and welfare clause and try to make it stick if you're so inclined. Now, obviously they won't because, you know, it's a liberal institution, but, you know, you could take this thing to extremes. I think we kind of need to draw the line in the sand here and fight this.
Yeah, I think that is going to happen. There's no doubt about that. I smell legislation coming. Guess who's on the phone? David Burnett of Students for Concealed Carry on Campus, who is obviously listening live. Let's bring him in right now. David, welcome to Armed American Radio. Thanks for chiming in, man.
Hey, Mark. I'm definitely glad to. Got an all-star cast here tonight. Hated Jim Irvine. I've had a couple of conversations with him. We're definitely on the same page as far as everything goes there.
So what do you make of the situation in Colorado?
I'm befuddled by it. I'm puzzled. I'm, you know, half of me is outraged. I tell you one thing. I'm definitely proud of Sheriff Alderton. We appreciate your sentiments and your strong stand for freedom on this. And obviously we stand with you. And we're on the same page with that. You know, Mark, here's the confusing thing. And anybody that goes to our website can see we've done a little bit of research and homework on this. The website's concealedcampus.org. But the sheriff mentioned that, there hadn't been any incidents of crime committed by anybody who is licensed to carry a gun. Even beyond that, the crime rate since concealed carry has passed in Colorado in 2003, the crime rate at Colorado State University absolutely plummeted.
Imagine that, David. The Board of Governors made the comment that they wanted to become more in line with their peers. We've got 30 seconds, gentlemen. Sheriff, can you stick with us through the break?
Sure.
Great. And David, first off, thanks for your call. I'm going to go ahead and comment on that right now, and then we'll talk about it after the break. But the Board of Governors made a comment that they wanted to get more in line with their peer universities. They're going to. Okay? The same universities that have soaring crime rates that Colorado State University doesn't experience, Sheriff. You know, it's scary.
Absolutely.
And
it defies logic.
And, you know, Mark, if this was about safety, they wouldn't be waiting until August 1st to implement it.
No. This is a political feel-good, do-goody, queasy, liberal, emotional, knee-jerk reaction that we could talk about forever. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. We're getting ready to take a break. Stick with us, and we'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network, coast to coast.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Check out my weekend, ladies and gentlemen. My weekend has been unbelievable. I did some shooting at the range. I watched baseball, kids' baseball, albeit T-ball, my little 5-year-old playing T-ball. And experienced a little bit of NASCAR with the race this weekend. Is there anything more American than guns, NASCAR, and baseball? Maybe grandma's apple pie in on top of that? What a weekend, Jim.
Well,
that's America, brother.
It is. Isn't it? It's traveling. I travel around, fly all over the world. Best things anybody ever says to me is the customs man on the way back in says, welcome home. I
love
hearing that every single time. There's a lot of other really neat places to visit and stuff, but this is home. This is the best country on earth. I visited a lot of them, and no disrespect to any of the other ones. I had fun there, but this is the best country.
You know, pow-pow, vroom-vroom, crack of the bat. Pow-pow, vroom-vroom, crack of the bat. That's America. That's America. Maybe Grandma, another piece, please. That would fit in there really, really well. Sheriff, welcome back to Armed American Radio. My friend, we have an email here I want to read to you in support of you. It says, Dear Mark, I voted in the poll about whether would or would not support Sheriff James Alderton's point of view in not enforcing the ridiculous gun ban on the Colorado college campuses. 97% of the 15,868 respondents agreed with the sheriff and voted to ignore the ban. Unfortunately, the colleges and universities, as well as both public and most private primary schools in this country, are controlled by leftist academics who are unable to make rational decisions about anything concerning the real world. I like the way that was phrased. Like just about everyone in the current presidential administration, most of whom were or are academics, they know only theory and can't accept that only the good guys follow the rules and that the gun-free zones are nothing more than unarmed victim zones to sociopaths. I want to thank you and the sheriff for I want to say thank you to the sheriff for his stand. I truly wish we had more elected officials like him. When I posted the link to the story on my Facebook page, I added the comment, "We need more sheriffs like this guy. If they would let me, I'd drive all the way from Kentucky to Colorado just to vote for him. We need to pass laws in all 50 states prohibiting colleges, universities, and even primary schools from disallowing concealed carry by licensed individuals on campus. Thanks for all the great work you do." And that's from Jeremy in Kentucky. That's great.
That's terrific. Thank you very much.
Yeah, all over the United States. Sheriff, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Armed American Radio tonight. We run out of time week after week after week, and we've got another guest coming on. But you are more than welcome to stick around if you'd like to. I'll put you on the spot on live radio. If you want to join the discussion, we're going to be talking about the Supreme Court case, too. You're welcome to stick with us for the remainder of the broadcast.
Well, actually, I'm going to have to take off here, but I appreciate the opportunity, and it's been great talking with you, Mark and Jim and Dave. My pleasure.
Well, congratulations to you. You have our support if there's anything we can do. And we're going to follow this and then get back with you and bring you back on in the near future, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Super. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And Jim.
You know, I got to remind everybody, the sheriff is elected. He is.
Bingo.
He is a politician. They're not in the sense that we always think of them, but sheriffs are elected, and elections matter. Every election matters. And it doesn't matter whether it's your sheriff or president or your state house or your local school board or whatnot. The smaller elections that people don't care about are the stepping stones where somebody builds to go to the state house, where they become a state senator, and then in President Obama's case, straight to the White House. These elections all matter, and it's up to each and every one of us to do some digging before Election Day and find out, because there's a lot of good people running for office. It's up to us to figure out who they are and elect them and support them.
Oh, yeah, especially in November. And what a fun election cycle.
And the primaries are critical, too, because if the good candidate loses in the primary, that you got nobody left in you got two bad candidates in the fall. In the primary elections, people can have even a bigger impact because the turnout's smaller. So your vote's a bigger percentage of it. And get your neighbors out. Get your like-minded friends. Make sure they understand, you know, hey, if you've got a good candidate for whatever office, get out and support that candidate, because one person can turn almost every election.
Yeah, we saw that in 2008. Let's go ahead and bring Ken Hansen and your friend in. And when we get Ken on the phone here on the air in just a couple seconds, let's go ahead and give out the Bonehead of the Week award. Do you want to do that?
Go ahead. You do the you do it.
Well, I just want to make sure you're okay with giving it out with Ken on. Does that work for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Ken Hansen, attorney, Buckeye Firearms. Welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. You are now on the Armed American Radio Network.
Thanks.
Congratulations for all the stuff you did for the amicus brief for the Supreme Court case that was heard on Tuesday. You guys are proud of that. I know you are.
Well, we all are. I mean, it was a good synergy between us and U.S. Concealed Carry Association to get together and file that brief. It's a logical extension of both groups' missions. You know, we're going to want to be able to travel to all 50 states without having to pull the car over, you know, 10 different times as we go from city to city to city to figure out, you know, what the different laws are as we travel across the United States.
You know, the worst part about that, you got guys like Daley, just like what happened in D.C., these guys are doing everything they can to skirt that and, you know, come up with all this regulation. I hope the Supreme Court tightens this up. And I know why Alan Guer argued that from the 14th Amendment's immunities, privileges, and immunities clauses. I think that would have allowed if they were in, of course, that's very complicated. Of course, it goes back to the slaughterhouse cases and everything else. But wouldn't that have tightened things up a tad bit?
Well, I mean, there's an honest split of opinion on that. By honest, I mean, I think the people that are arguing both sides really believe it. I mean, the people that were afraid of privileges and immunities were afraid it was going to open the door to, you know, whatever sort of rights that an activist judge wanted to impose, he could go ahead and impose. Our point was that judge, she can go ahead and impose that now. So what's the difference? Why are we worried about it? At least with the Privileges and Immunities Clause, you can refer back to text and history and try and limit what the judges would find in between the lines in the Constitution when they're making up these rights.
Yeah, and that argument gets complicated, I know, and Dane will be here in the next hour to talk about it. He is brilliant. He's so much fun to talk to, and he gets really involved in it. Of course, as one of the original architects of the Heller case, he's really fascinating to speak with. Gentlemen, I'd like to give out the Bonehead of the Week award if I could. Jim, this guy is not too far from you. This story struck me. It was absolutely fascinating, and it also hit home for me a little bit. I'll tell you why. But this appeared in the Indy Star .com, and I read this. This was a letter to the editor, and it was sent in to me by a fan of Armed American Radio, and I couldn't help but feel a little personal tinge here, and I'll tell you why. It was written to the IndyStar.com by a gentleman by the name of John C. Lechleiter, and if you may or may not know who John C. Lechleiter is, he's a very powerful man. John Lechleiter is the chairman and chief executive officer of Eli Lilly Drug Company in Indianapolis, Indiana, a powerhouse in the pharmaceutical industry, and a company that my father worked for 31 years and retired from. So, I owe a large part of my life to Eli Lilly. College, nice homes, the whole nine yards growing up. And here's part of what he said. Our objection to this legislation is not an attack on the Second Amendment as portrayed by the National Rifle Association, the bill's major proponent.
The first thing someone's attacking the Second Amendment is that first disclaimer right there.
Thank you so much. Now, see, this isn't our first rodeo. What I'm talking about here is legislation that has passed in Indiana that is getting ready to be signed by, now get this, none other than Governor Mitch Daniels. Now, Lechleiter went on his entire little manifesto letter to the editor here was about how it is about workplace. It's guns in the the parking lot ban. And they're going to pass that. That legislation is passed, and Mitch Daniels is widely expected to sign that. So here's the deal. Mitch Daniels is the former president of the North American Pharmaceutical Division of Eli Lilly. And he's going to sign it. So it seems, folks, especially you folks in Indiana, that your governor trusts his former employees more than the current chairman and CEO, which is definitely reason to give John C. Lechleiter, the chairman and CEO of Eli Lilly, this week's Bonehead of the Week award. Thanks for that, John. We always have fun giving that award out. You certainly deserved it. I'll be right back with Ken Hansen and Jim Irvine. I'm Mark Walters. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Yes, it is, and you're on the Armed American Radio Network all over the United States, coast to coast. We're welcoming a number of new stations next week, and we'll continue that over time as we continue to just march relentlessly and bring freedom across the country from Florida to Alaska and all points in between. In fact, listen to this. Canada, Iraq, Italy, Mexico, Belgium, Germany, Finland, Indonesia, Netherlands, Thailand, Austria, Australia, Bulgaria, the UK, Hong Kong, India, Japan, Malta, Puerto Rico, and others. That's where we're being listened to, Jim. And that's powerful stuff.
It's huge. Education is the key to changing perception on our issue, because once people understand our issue and what we're about, they're going to support us.
We are being listened to in various versions of the English language: Italian, Dutch, Bulgarian, Spanish, Finnish, Indonesian, Swedish. We get the emails, and it is just beyond, besides the fact that it's very cool, it's fascinating. But at the same time, it's not unexpected. People love their freedom, and this show represents freedom. And, you know, when you're talking about guns and the right to keep and bear arms, it's the ultimate expression of freedom. Ken, you agree with that? I know you do.
Absolutely.
You know, hey, it doesn't get any better. Jim, run with it.
Ken, reading the briefs in the Supreme Court, a lot of times you get into all of this legal mumbo-jumbo stuff that's very difficult to understand. The brief you wrote for Buckeye Firearms and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association is very different. It's a very easy-to-read brief, and I commend you for writing something that the average listener, the average concealed carry license holder can pick up and read and understand the arguments that you're making. I think you did a great job with that.
Thank you. The brief that U.S. Concealed Carry and Buckeye Firearms did is commonly referred to as a Brandeis brief. And it's not really based on legal argument or, you know, historical interpretation of the founder's intent. It is instead laying out the case on the ground as we are there right now, why the government's position makes absolutely no sense. You know, when you guys were going into the bumper at 8:30, you were talking about, T-ball, going to NASCAR, shooting guns, coming back to the United States, saying welcome back to the United States. You know, for other people, some of the sweetest phrases they will hear is you are now leaving the city of Chicago or you are now leaving the city of Cleveland. And that shouldn't be the case. I mean, these places that have these laws are not it is not benefiting their citizens at all. They always have the higher crime rates, the higher unemployment, greater urban decay. And I think making that sort of policy position very plain to the court by saying this is what's happening on the ground here in Chicago, they're the murder capital of the world, and they've got a gun ban. Clearly their policy is not working.
Yeah, you point out that in this brief that even though much larger cities, Los Angeles and New York, as far as population, still 2008, Chicago has more murders than these larger cities.
Yeah, it's kind of a very direct correlation between how strict the gun control is and how high the crime rate is. Not saying that California is good or New York is good as far as crime rates go, but at least with token concealed carry licenses, I guess you could say, not that they're giving them out in New York or California by any stretch of the imagination, but it just not serving the stated purpose. They say that they are imposing these laws on their citizens, burdening their citizens with these laws in order to fight crime, but it's just not happening the way they say that it's supposed to be happening.
It's never going to.
No, I don't believe so either.
Where is the... Jim, you and I have talked about it before, on air and off air, but at some point in time, credibility is lost. The Brady campaign can only cry wolf so many times before eventually someone's got to wake up and people have. What happens is the media doesn't let you know that people have. And that's, again, I repeat this week after week, the danger of the mainstream media, what I consider to be the most dangerous entity in this country, because they are actively pushing a political agenda. And with a 24-hour news cycle, it is incredibly dangerous. But they don't. They don't let people know that people do get it. So we're out here swimming around feeling like we're by ourselves, and we're really not, Ken, right?
No, not at all.
And it's funny, because I've heard John Lott give a presentation titled If Facts Mattered, which, I mean, it just lays that argument out wonderfully. So, but going back to the Brady campaign, Ken, they always talk about, where did the gun come from and all of this other stuff. Is there some huge difference in where a gun comes from that's used in a Chicago crime versus something else, given the fact that no one can legally own a handgun in the city of Chicago?
Well, looking at the FBI trace data, which is, not necessarily a direct indicator of where the guns are coming from, but it's instructive. The average, what they call time to crime, which is the time between the last time the gun was involved in a lawful transaction over a gun dealer's counter and the time that it's recovered at a crime scene, is 11 and a half years. I mean, the immediate effects of them taking the guns off the street just aren't happening because these guns have been in circulation for so long. I mean, my background in law enforcement, the point I always make to people is, methamphetamine is dangerous. We ought to outlaw it. And that way, when they outlaw it, there wouldn't be a supply. Oh, wait a second. It's already outlawed, and they're still getting a supply.
I've always said we need to outlaw murder.
Outlaw murder. Yeah, outlaw crime. Let's outlaw crime, and then we'll be okay. It's just nonsensical that you can pass a law to ban conduct, and that's going to fix it. You know, Chicago is going after the guns to stop murder, which is, like we said in our brief, the same as banning and regulating hammers because they're suffering from faulty construction in the inner city. It just doesn't make any sense.
That is such a great argument. That's the sort of stuff, Mark, if somebody wants to read this brief, let's give away one of the briefs to to our listeners tonight. The we're talking about Second Amendment, and it's the second case to reach the Supreme Court. So why don't we take the second caller, and we'll give away a copy of this brief so that they can read Ken's arguments, the whole thing, because we can't get into it all tonight.
Yeah, that's a great idea. In fact, tell the listener about the brief. I mean, what they're getting.
They are getting an actual bound brief that is a it's exactly
the same as the one that was filed with the court.
These are limited in number. No more will ever be printed. So it's a collector's edition, and we'll have Ken Hansen personally autograph it for you and get that shipped out for the second caller.
And Ken wrote the brief. So the second caller from anywhere in the country, call in right now, and we'll give one of those away to you. That's a great thing to have on your shelf. Trust me on that one. You know, guys, there's a story here that broke today. There's a couple of them that I can mention, but this one strikes home. More than 200 dead in religious violence. Rioters, referring to rioters armed with machetes, slaughtering more than 200 people overnight Sunday during religious violence as it flared between Christians and Muslims in central Nigeria. They were using machetes. Can you imagine if one person had a gun and a gunshot went off? Do you know what would have happened?
I would imagine a bunch of people realize they brought a machete to a gunfight, and then they would turn around and leave.
It helps make our point.
So, hey, another thing I need to get into real quick, Ken. You are running for the NRA Board of Directors.
Right.
On this current, if folks who's got your NRA memberships, 5 years or life member or higher, ballots came out a couple weeks ago. L. Kenneth Hansen, you got to vote for him. For Ken, and Ken, I can't go through your whole resume, but explain, you've got such a great background, and I really think that gives you the perspective to look at any issue, and it doesn't matter whether you're dealing with legislators, whether you're dealing with law enforcement, whether you're dealing with the media, whether you're in the courts fighting for our rights in the Supreme Court brief, or defending the average gun owner who got caught up in a bad law, you've got a background that few people have that give you a perspective that we need you on the NRA Board of Directors.
Well, I think the last week is kind of instructive. I mean, we had McDonald's arguments, so I've been doing a bunch of media spots on, what the arguments were about, what the justices were talking about. Then also in Ohio, we had the newspapers covering the fact that the license issuance rate in Ohio is the highest it's ever been for the last year. You know, we're up to 200,000 licensees, so as an NRA instructor going on and the media shows and talking about those. Then last night I spent about 8 hours last night setting up and tearing down for Friends of the NRA banquet. So in addition to, you know, being on the media and making legal arguments, I also go out and break down boxes and count money and, you know, work auctions and spot bids. There's no job too menial or too insignificant, nor is there a job that's going to scare me away. But I think a good board of directors is made up of a bunch of different personalities, and that's definitely a skill set that would serve the NRA board and the NRA members well, I believe.
Ken, you have my vote on that, and I hope that works. Now, will both of you gentlemen be at the NRA convention in a few weeks in May?
I should be there, yes.
Good. Well, we'll be there, too, and we'll be hooking up with Ted Nugent out there, who did a dynamite interview on this broadcast back on the 31st. We're going to have a lot of fun. Folks, we have 30 seconds.
Just listening to Ted, don't you get exhausted?
Oh, it's unbelievable. He's amazing. Guys, we've got about 15 seconds. I just want to let everybody know to stick around in hour number two. We're going to have a great time. More coming at you. I don't want to run out of time. I'm Mark Walters with Jim Irvine. That was Ken Hansen. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we will be right back. By the way, the briefs are gone. Thanks.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.